Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A little chicken foot for respecting chickens day. Or is it month? Yeah. Or is it week?
One of those.
I think it's the month.
Okay. So I was mentioning to Nick off the air, you know, that I want to get better at a lot of things. I want to get better at everything I do, but masturbating probably isn't one of them. I don't know if I want to masturbate better.
I'm fine
with the adequate masturbation that I do now.
No, you've always been get better at everything. Don't ever quit. Don't be drawing a line here, man.
I have.
I don't know.
I don't know if you can get better.
This is it.
Well, yeah, there's one result. It either works or it didn't.
Right.
Well, according to, what's this website? Tenga. Masturbating better means using toys. And I've never felt the need for a toy. I do just fine.
I think that would almost mean you're worse at it if you need something else
right.
to help you along. Then there's cleanup involved.
Yeah, and plus there's
more
noise.
Cleanup.
If you live with somebody, there's noise. What are you doing? Nothing.
Yeah.
Shaving.
If you need technology, are you really masturbating better?
I don't think so.
And what's your rule of thumb? 10,000 hours and you're considered an expert? I'm sure I've spent over my lifetime 10,000 hours. So I technically would be an expert.
Is that like a record going platinum? Can you be like triple expert, quadruple expert?
The order you get, the more you masturbate.
40,000 hours.
Yeah. The order you get, the more you masturbate.
But I've probably been skiing for 10,000 hours, and I don't consider myself an expert skiing because most of the time at the ski hill,
you hit a pole.
Well, you're riding a chairlift.
Hey, what happened?
You spend more time on the chairlift than you do in the actual act of skiing.
Right.
Yeah,
so I don't know
experts
how you
don't fall down.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. That's how you get better. That's how you become an experts fall down a lot, and then they get better.
Yeah,
like that 10,000 hours thing is weird because I've thought about that with like Saturday Night Live. So like Norm MacDonald or Kevin, you know, somebody on Weekend Update, like I think they were an expert at that, but there's no way they could ever spend 10,000 hours doing that one thing.
Not that one thing.
No, but 10,000 hours doing comedy.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
All those guys have met and surpassed that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours of radio have we done together, you and me?
Okay, here's the thing. 10,000 hours.
How long is that?
If you give it 8 hours a day.
Okay.
And that's not radio.
Right, I know.
But if you give something 8 hours a day to rack up 10,000 hours.
Every day of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
To rack up 10,000 hours, you would need 1,250 days.
Well, how many years is that?
Four.
4 years?
Essentially.
Oh, we've done way more than 10,000 radio hours.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
I'm a radio expert. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Well, at five hours a day, you need 2,000 days to get to 10,000 hours. And I think, you know, we do probably 300 days a year, 320 days a year.
Yeah. I didn't know it was going to be math. Give me that whiskey.
Here.
No, you know. I'm not drinking it.
No, I'm not counting
I really
want to
drink it.
Even a 250 days
yeah,
a year.
Yeah, that's probably closer.
And that'd take 8 years to become an expert.
Yeah.
All right, well, hell, we're experts. You can tell by hearing this conversation.
Sure. It's all led to this.
Brad Williams, who does a...
Clearly
he's
evident.
He's an expert on stage. He's
in
a
this
funny
exchange.
Guy. He's going to phone the program. He's in Salt Lake City. Going to venture out and do a live show tonight.
Now, that website that Todd was looking at, Tenga... They did a survey, and they found that 64% of Britons said that they used masturbation as a form of self-care. 52% said it improved their sense of well-being.
I'm going to go in the office and masturbate.
Not sure what's wrong with the other 48%.
Yeah, it's a lot of people just leaving it out there.
Got to get rid of the stress, you know. A lot of, like,
27% of women and 21% of men said that masturbating was actually better at relieving anxiety for them than partnered sex because they didn't feel the need to perform or live up to anyone's expectations. They just got theirs and moved on.
That's true. I'm guessing, I guess that should be true.
Yeah, it's a good stress reliever.
Yeah, if you're having sex with somebody else, which you'd rather do, I mean, it feels better.
Well, these 27% of women and 21% of men said, no,
it feels
fine.
Better physically. I'm talking about, but there might be some anxiety afterwards, or especially if it's somebody new, is that all you got?
Or you're in a time crunch.
Well, and if you're not good at masturbating, you're only letting yourself down.
Right.
And how many times have you actually done that?
You sucked.
Maybe they're just bad at sex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I remember to watch the golf this weekend.
I hope I remember, too, because I might not.
Is it Sunday?
I might not remember.
Sunday
afternoon. It's Sunday, yeah.
It's on all the Turner stations, like Headline News, True TV, TBS, NTNT.
Okay.
So it's on four separate channels.
I just hope Peyton Manning has a bad day.
Let that go, man.
I've tried to mentally. My problem is sometimes daytime TV, even on the weekend, is I know I'm going to be around the TV at the night, so I try to do something else during the day, so I'm not in front of the TV 15 hours.
Right.
So I will miss that. I'm not guarantee you I won't forget about this.
Right.
And if I do, I'll remember it. I'll turn on. And I might end up doing something else because it's not the last round of the Masters where I care about who wins, and it's also a regular Sunday where I could. Before the pandemic, it's really just fun golf. And I watch a little bit, but I might forget.
Yeah,
me too. Somebody should text me.
If it's nice weather.
Because I got to get outside.
I may be lured outdoors and miss the golf completely.
Yeah. Now, on the fifth hole of this thing, everybody's allowed to play with one club. You get one club on the fifth hole.
Okay, got it. Yeah, we do. We did a two or three club tournament before, but a one club tournament? Okay, cool.
Well, one club hole.
Yeah.
See, that includes the putt, like, on the green?
Everything, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you just use your driver and putt with your driver, you know.
I might try to drive with the putter.
Yeah. No, you...
That won't work out.
You'll lose.
I'm going to guess
you'll sting the hell out of your hands. You imagine that, swinging a putter full force?
That would
sting
hurt.
Sting the hell out of your hands.
They'll use a long
iron. Are they all going to be mic'd up? Because everybody's retired. Well, I shouldn't say retired, but the golfers aren't. But those guys don't care. But Brady's always too uptight.
Yeah, but they're still competitive.
No, I'm talking about being mic'd up and having fun with each other.
Oh, yeah. I hope they do.
Mm-hmm. See, I wonder if they're running it on a delay so they can swear. Bleeped swears, you know?
Yeah.
Nice effing shot, Tiger.
That'd be great.
Yeah, if they do football without a crowd, are we going to be able to hear the trash talking?
Yeah, I want to ask Cleet. I thought about Cleet last night. He's told us before what he hears on the court, on the field. But I want to actually see if we all hear that.
It wouldn't surprise me if they put in artificial crowd noise over the loudspeakers in the stadium.
Maybe so.
Just to because there's that competitive.
Just a hum of some
The thing going on there between the defense and offense that you're used to there.
They turned it up
so loud, the other team has to take a timeout. Like, dude, just turn it down.
Have we asked Cleet where the most talking goes on? Is it between the defensive and offensive line, or is it between D-backs and wide receivers?
A lot of times you hear quarterbacks and middle linebackers, talking back and forth.
Yeah, well, it's guys who obviously meet a lot.
Yeah.
You're up against the same guy every play if you're working the line. So there's probably some talking going on there.
Well, the QB middle linebacker, that's the adjustment chess match. The QB does something, the middle linebacker has to adjust to that. And
right, he always has to yell out, who's Mike?
Yeah.
54 is Mike.
It's against my constitutional Jesus rights if I can't watch a game in person.
I just heard a story earlier this week. A guy who was a lineman for the Packers said years back, it ended up working against them because the whole line of scrimmage fell out when this happened. Apparently, Rodgers was walking up, and he looked down the line, said something. He yelled, pull, pull, and it was some sort of audible.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the Long boys, I think, one of Howie Long's kids on the other side, stands up and goes, hey, Aaron, pull D's nuts. The whole line just, and it was supposed to be a run play. They got stuffed. It went nowhere.
Pull these nuts.
I mean, that's the kind of thing you might hear that on TV.
That'd be great.
I don't think even they know what's going on.
Well, they'd probably have to bleep a lot of the trash
talk.
Right.
And they might take out the, you know, they have big sound things on the side. There's big guys standing there with big microphone things. They might just take those out in this game.
Yeah, or turn them down a little bit.
We might not hear them at all, you know.
Yeah, those big satellite looking.
Yeah, that guy stands around with that. That's what that's for.
Those microphones.
Right. Don't they just mic up fans watching the games at their houses and pump that through the speakers of the stadium?
Well, that wouldn't end well.
Unedited.
Yeah.
F you.
You suck, Blakeman. You can still hear it.
We keep yelling that. He's somewhere in his car every time going, screw you guys. He thinks that every game is yells, you suck, Blakeman. That's a common – they do that even when he's not refereeing other games. You suck, Blakeman.
Well, yeah, if they're loading up the Winslow with various different sound effects,
right. That's
got to be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
They were talking how the sound would be easy to use for if they bring back baseball because it's just a slow murmur unless somebody gets a base hit. It's that sound could just be constant in a baseball field. Hot dog, get your hot dog.
I'm interested to see baseball with the catcher sitting like way behind the dugout, trudging down in between innings.
Yeah,
you're not going to hear a guy yelling about hot dogs. There's nobody in the stands.
No, they said that. Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog.
Yeah, that's when you know it's recorded.
Right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
An upcoming NASA telescope has been named the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope. In honor of the agency's first chief of astronomy.
Oh, it's not the Nancy Grace that we know.
I was going to say,
not the one with the leaking cans.
Porn. That Nancy Grace.
Yeah.
Correct.
Nancy Grace leaking cans is a Deadpool name.
Is she
still
on the air?
No. Well, not on HLN, at least.
I don't know what
I don't see her pop up anywhere.
No,
I haven't heard or seen much of her lately.
There haven't been any big kidnappings in a while, either.
No, you're right.
That's right. She's Miss
murder porn. Right? She's murder porn.
Porn.
So this is the next generation in our. This is the next generation to Hubble.
Oh, telescope.
The space telescope. All right.
Apparently, she's on Oxygen TV now, hosting Injustice with Nancy Grace. Criminal cases being the subject of episodes that seek to bring light to injustice accusations, bungled investigation, true crime stuff.
Same thing. Right.
Yeah,
I don't watch much of the Oxygen Channel,
and I'm
because I don't think
I'm proud of
their target audience.
No,
this particular telescope has a field of view that's about 100 times greater than Hubble.
Can it see Uranus?
Yes.
Oh. Your rectum.
Yeah. Oh, up in there.
The Roman Space Telescope will measure light from a billion galaxies.
See, that's not true because it's, that's not true. Jesus, it's just us.
There's a billion galaxies?
No, it's just
no,
us.
There's more.
Get high
yeah,
and think about
more.
That. Get high and think about that tonight.
I can't.
I know.
No, don't do that.
That's crazy.
That freaks me out. Thinking about it. So we're just like how small we are. In
no, I know that.
Everything.
I remember we all have done it over the years, even not being high, just sitting around trying to think about what. Yeah, for that kind of stuff.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, you can't.
And from what
why is space
the universe
infinite?
Continues to expand.
Just shut up.
It's getting bigger every
shut
day.
Up.
That's what we hear.
The best time to do it, Nick, is right as you lay down to go to sleep at
expand
night.
Expand from
what? Oh, yeah.
Try to start contemplating that as the room is quiet.
Expand from what, too? There's not a finite edge anywhere. So it doesn't really matter what that means. That's what I mean. You can't think about it.
You're right.
You can't think about it.
It's huge.
You don't know what it means, so you can't think about it.
And we know, like, nothing about it.
It has to be boundless.
That's why, yeah. That's why.
There's nothing finite.
No, but that's what I mean. But people think so.
Dude.
Scientists don't.
No, and they have a better handle on it than any of us.
Yeah. I think even what we know is probably just such a small portion of what's actually out there.
And we'll never know.
Oh. Yeah, it's more than mind-boggling.
Maybe at the gates of St. Peter, he'll tell you.
Yeah. Then I'll just be like, oh, I think that's the Big Dipper. Yeah. And then, I'm actually, you know, that's about it.
We don't know either, dude. I'm joking.
But I think the Big Dipper is in our galaxy.
Yeah.
The Milky Way.
Or is it?
And this is parallel universes and the expanse of the galaxies that we've contemplated
and
this
one
week.
Of them is backwards.
Whew.
Let's get high.
We are getting heavy.
Let's do it.
And so for the record, in this part, we
twist Nick's arm. Yeah.
For the record, in this part, we can figure out
what
once they figured out that the universe was expanding.
Right,
they thought backwards.
Oh yes,
and that's where they came up with Big Bang.
Oh, okay,
because it had to expand from something.
Oh yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I can get that.
There you go.
Still don't want to think about when I'm laying in bed.
But still, at least that you can comprehend.
Can I buy some pot from you? The famous line.
Yeah, at least the opposite of expanding, you can understand.
Right?
It's so huge, and we haven't even been past the moon. We haven't even been to, like, a neighboring planet.
No. Bounced off Uranus a couple times.
Machines have.
A Georgia man is accused of faking his COVID diagnosis.
Great.
And that forced the shutdown of a large Atlanta company.
Great.
So federal investigators said that the unnamed Fortune 500 company continued to pay employees while it shut down for cleaning after the suspect revealed a fake medical letter that cost the company $100,000. That man has been arrested and has already made his first court appearance.
So he's basically the kid that pulled the fire alarm that gets out of school for a day, right?
Nope, can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
That's busted.
Good. Dumbass.
Absolutely.
I'll take a couple weeks off.
Yeah. Well, he was thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just do that. That's brilliant.
A Peruvian mayor.
There, they just call him a mayor.
Peru.
Is in custody for ignoring rules related to the lockdown there. The Evening Standard reports that Jaime Rolando Urbina Torres was out drinking, even though it defied public health orders to stay at home.
And he's the mayor, huh?
And he's the mayor.
Yeah.
Police say the mayor jumped into a coffin and pretended to be a dead coronavirus victim to avoid arrest.
He's a fun mayor, man.
Yeah, he is.
I'd vote for that guy again.
And just when you when you think you've got a drinking problem, you know this guy.
Well, yeah, so they've got coffins
hear what Jaime did?
They've got coffins all around.
Right, yeah.
He has, so the officers managed to bust the mayor and posted a picture of him in the coffin online.
So he's hiding in the coffin.
Yeah.
Old Jaime the mayor.
The slip through the lines.
He was already facing backlash for not implementing health and safety checks within the city, charged with violating curfew and social distancing laws.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's definitely disturbing. They just have all those coffins laying around.
I know.
Well, it's a good thing he got into an empty one.
Yeah.
And apparently a spare one.
Mm-hmm. Well, the morgues were overflowing in Brooklyn just 2 weeks ago. I know that people in the Midwest don't think it's real.
Mm. A lot of them do.
Actually, most of you do. I get it. But I just dwell on the a-holes that don't care about people dead.
I have to wonder what it is. I don't know if I'm that committed to anything to jump in a coffin.
Well, you're hiding the cops.
Okay, maybe.
But you're also the mayor, dude. You got me. I'm the mayor. Whatever, you know.
Yeah, if he'd have to have the lid closed. If not, they walk by that like, oh, the mayor died?
Yeah, he wasn't thinking that either, but he was thinking on his feet.
Yeah, sure, but here, I just...
Coffin? Mauer. Here.
He might have been really hammered, too, though.
Yeah, he had to be.
Get something in his grave.
Not the
close the lid.
Out. That was total improv.
I don't know. It sounds like it. I think this was a plan.
Old Jaime's laughing and
farting in the coffin.
Laughing.
I think I hate being in a coffin with the lid closed more than I hate staying home for the lockdown.
Yeah.
Schools are going to miss out on a massive amount of money if college football teams don't take the field. ESPN says a combined $4 billion would be lost if games don't take place this season.
Well, like I was saying early in the show, I watched Feinbaum on First Take, and he said, you know, he's talked to athletic directors all across the country. He said, it's going to happen. They're figuring out how to do it, but it's definitely they're playing college football. And he wasn't being a dick about it. He was saying, I just talked to athletic directors, and they're going to do it.
NASCAR back in action on Sunday, and NFL owners voting on rule change proposals next week.
The Todd rule.
Including the use of a sky judge and an alternative to the onside kick.
I like this.
Yeah, I do.
What's
too.
The onside?
Do you?
What is it?
They did it at the Pro Bowl.
Fourth down 15 thing?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
What's
fourth
the alternative?
The onside kick alternative is a fourth and 15 from a team's own 25-yard line.
You make it, you keep it.
The kicking team.
The kicking team.
Yeah. So if you make it, you're inside your own 10. Or no.
No.
You miss it.
It'd be on your own 25. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you'd have
to
go 25,
to your own 40.
You'd be on the 40. You got to make it to the 40.
At least. Yeah.
You got to make it to the 40, then you keep the ball.
Otherwise, you
it's
give
the
up possession.
Other, yeah.
And that's about where you would recover an onside kick.
Generally. And I read that they said if they do this, you can only do it twice a game. You're only allowed two per game.
Yeah, because they don't want to do those old rules where the teams, like, you know, those college all-star games, the teams are behind for so much, they keep getting the kickoff when you're down. I hate that.
So generally most teams...
You still got to reward a team for beating somebody's ass the whole game.
Yeah.
So you can't just allow these gimmicks to let teams back in it, you know?
Yeah, you would think most coaches...
I think most coaches aren't going to go for it because you're going to have that ball on their own 20. Unless it's a desperate one.
Well, they'll save it until the fourth quarter.
Right, yeah.
If the game's on the line.
They've probably crunched some numbers and figured out, making a fourth and 15 is, you got just as good a chance as recovering an onside kick
probably,
as making a fourth and 15.
Yeah, they've got to be similar odds.
Yeah.
Probably a little better. Onside kick numbers went way down this last year.
Because you couldn't
they changed the rules.
You couldn't charge a field.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm a big fan of it or not. Depends on how it affects your team.
Well,
The first time. If you're on the wrong side of that, you're going to hate it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think all of our teams probably at one time or another this year lined up for an onside kick, you know, behind in the fourth quarter, and we all knew that they weren't going to get it.
I like the onside kick, though, especially I like the excitement of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. There's no more excitement anymore.
No, because they did that.
Because of the rule
I don't think you need this gimmick, though. I'll be honest with you. I don't like it, but it's not going to stop it, obviously.
I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of it.
They're putting in a sky judge before they're fixing the Todd rule.
Bad priorities.
Hi, I'm Todd.
I think it's just bad spokesperson.
Oh, you think it's someone else represented?
I think so.
They pay a little more attention to it?
I think so.
Well, everybody else needs to speak up then.
It's just Todd, you know.
Very quickly, NCAA Division I football, men's basketball, women's basketball can resume activities June 1st, according to the NCAA.
By the way, it's voluntary workouts, but if you don't show up, you ain't playing.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Voluntary football workouts. Yeah, right. You're not going to play unless you show up.
Yeah, you can volunteer for the bench.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.